One steamy night in early summer, the left-leaning Working Families Party was hotly debating whether to endorse Andrew Cuomo for a second term in office. Cuomo, under pressure from party leaders, recorded a video. In it, he promised he'd work to expel Republicans from co-leadership of the state Senate and work to reinstate Democrats instead.
We must go out and we must win a majority of the seats in the Senate.
The pledge is a change for the Democratic governor, who's prided himself on working successfully with the Senate leadership coalition of Republicans and a group of breakaway Democrats for the previous 2 years. But while Cuomo was able to get several Republican senators to vote to enact same-sex marriage in 2011, he could not get them to budge on several issues that the Democratic left was clamoring for, including further increasing the minimum wage, allowing children of undocumented immigrants college aid, known as the DREAM Act, and public financing of political campaigns.
It is that simple, but it is that sweeping, because that is the obstacle to making this agenda a reality.
But Cuomo so far has not publicly campaigned with any Democratic candidates for the state Senate who are hoping to unseat Republicans. And he invited the GOP leader of the state Senate, Dean Skelos, on a special trip to Israel and to an announcement on new funding for counterterrorism. The governor also released a TV ad in which he's endorsed by Republican Larry Rockefeller. He says he won that support by working with Republican senators to enact a property tax cap and hold the line on state spending.
I worked with moderate Republicans in the Senate to get this done. That's how it happened.
But Cuomo says that does not mean he's neglecting his pledge to help Senate Democrats take over the Senate.
They voted yes on this budget, so they're running on the same record also. You know, you don't have to be fiscally irresponsible to be a Democrat.
Cuomo's running mate, Lieutenant Governor candidate Kathy Hochul, has been more overtly campaigning for issues important to the more left-leaning Democrats. Hochul defends Cuomo's recent appearances with the Senate GOP, saying there's a difference between governing and campaigning.
I don't think it's inconsistent. People understand the difference between working with people who are elected versus campaigning for change in November.
The leader of the Senate Democrats, Senator Andrea Stewart-Cousins, says she's satisfied so far with what the governor has done to help Democrats. She points out that Cuomo made some key endorsements in the final days of a primary that included challenges to some Senate Democrats. And she says she's happy to run on Cuomo's record.
He will be on message, as we are, talking about the priorities of New Yorkers. And since we have the same priorities, it is really, you know, impossible, frankly, for him not to be helpful.
The state Democratic Party, which is run by Cuomo, has been sending mailers in key Senate districts promoting the Democratic candidate and disparaging the Republican. The state Senate is nearly evenly divided between Democrats and Republicans, and a non-presidential election year in New York often favors the GOP, so there's no telling what could happen. Complicating matters further, the last remaining Republican who helped Cuomo win the gay marriage law in New York, Senator Mark Grisanti of Buffalo, lost a primary challenge. He's running for election against the Democratic candidate as an independent. Cuomo has not ruled out endorsing Grisanti.
This is a personally difficult situation for me. And I'm thinking about it. I haven't reached any conclusions.
And while Cuomo has been publicly reticent so far on state Senate races, Senate Republicans seem to be returning the favor. They have said little to promote Cuomo's GOP rival in the governor's race, Rob Astorino. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.